David Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, the playbook here at Radio Row with Threads, hashtag NFL Threads. We are blessed to have one of my heroes, a past client of Lee Steinberg, which I was blessed to be the CEO of, and a friend of Sports One Marketing with Warren Moon and I later on as the years keep going by.
Absolutely.
Thurman Thomas, it's always an honor to have you here.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, absolutely, man. It's always great to catch up.
We'll start with a little bit of football and then we'll get into business because I like business.
Yeah.
You know, I was never much of a football player. I always said I was a below average college football player, and that's exaggerating. I tell him, we played the same position. I played tailback. When I got off the bench, my coach said, get your tailback on the bench. We're really not that far ahead. Hall of Famer. But what I've learned from representing the Pro Football Hall of Fame and working in the old days with George Veris and others is that people don't realize there's talent to get into the Hall of Fame, but it's really character that makes the difference.
Yeah.
A lot of guys have talent, right? Yeah. We see that in golf, right?
Yeah.
A lot of guys have the talent to play. They can shoot a 69 every once in a while, but not every day.
Not every day.
Right.
Yeah.
And so when you've been around all of the highest level of people with character, all of those Hall of Famers that are your friends, to you, what's one of the common denominators of Hall of Famers?
Well, I know it's some Hall of Famers, and I won't mention any names that are in the Hall of Fame, and, you know, a couple of them questionable character, you know, but I think that happened later on.
Yeah.
But overall, man, look, for every year that I was in the National Football League, I tried to be as good as a friend to any other football player that I didn't know of, I knew. Because that was my personality. You know, I wanted everybody to like me or whatever. And so I was always kind to people. I was always nice to players, their family. I think the character issue, I think that's big for me. I know a lot of other guys may have different opinions, but just having good character and just being kind to people, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't take a lot of hard work to be kind to people. And I know over the years, especially like after the Super Bowl years where, you know, we were getting, you know, people were just like, you guys suck. You guys, I mean, you're the worst thing
Four
ever.
Times.
Right. You guys the worst thing ever happened to football. And, you know, and it tests your nerves there.
Yeah.
It really does test your nerve there. So I think a lot of the guys that we had on that football team, you know, were good character guys. And, and I think that comes from, you know what type of family you grew up in and where you grew up at. And so, I love that aspect of it, just being a good character, having good character and being kind.
Being around football for so many years, one of the things that I note about the Buffalo Bills and all of your teammates is still today, that group of players were the closest, tightest knit group of it was truly even better than the New England Patriots, who won more Super Bowls.
Right.
I will tell you, there's no doubt in my mind that there's never been a team that is as closely, tightly knit, and there may never be because of culture and how individualized the sport has become, individual brands. What was it about that chemistry that you guys were truly brothers?
Yeah, we were truly brothers. It was an amazing group of young men then and older men now.
Still best friends.
Still best friends to this day. I think when you kind of look at the structure of the Buffalo Bills, it's a lot of like Eastern Coast guys, like in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Elma, New York,
Allentown,
you know, right, exactly, you know, little towns like that, Steve Tasker, somewhere in the middle of Kansas somewhere, you know, these small town guys that come together and we're in Buffalo, we're not in Miami, we're not in L.A., I mean, the most fun that we could probably have would be in Toronto. We'd go over there. But it was a small town type of atmosphere, and I think that fit the players perfectly. And we carried that not only on the field, but we carried that off the field too. I mean, we have a text with about 10 guys, me, Jim, Bruce, Andre. It's been going on for about 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we can go back through it, and we can write a book. We
you
can
should.
Write a book with all
AI,
that.
It'd be I'll
easy.
Help you.
Yeah. And so, and with having Marv there, Marv, the one thing that I will say about Marv is that Marv let us grow into being men. He let us grow into being men to figure it out. And I think that was the best advice that Marv ever gave any of those players was to let us grow. But in a sense of let us grow, but we know not to get in trouble.
Right.
We knew
self-regulated.
We knew to be on time to the meeting. We knew to work out when you had to work out. And so that was kind of what we were going through. And it worked out pretty well for us.
And it still is that family character that you have, you brought into entrepreneurship, into business.
Yeah.
And one of the companies that both of us work with, I love them, it, with porkrinds.com.
Right.
Pork Rinds, Mark Absolutely. And the crew.
Yeah, Mark
it's
and the
family.
Crew. It is a
and,
family.
But
it's
what a, makes
it's
it,
like Buffalo.
It's like Buffalo. And you got these big characters with big personalities.
Yeah.
And everybody is themselves.
Right.
But just like the product you guys put on the field.
Right.
Whether you won the Super Bowl or not, to go to the Super Bowl and to do what you did, to win that many games, I think you had 8 consecutive years with 1,000 yards individually.
Yeah.
But nobody talks about that because they talk about the team and the number of wins.
Right.
And it will happen again.
It will.
As you know, with Josh and crew.
Yeah.
But what similarities do you see with the family at Pork Rinds? And
oh, my God.
Because I fed on it immediately when I met your team.
Right. Yeah. I feel like I'm a part of the family. We've only been doing this for about a month and a half.
You just don't get hit there.
Yeah,
you,
I just don't get hit. Right. Yeah. 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 And so it's been great to have this relationship with them for the past couple of months. Just kind of learning, you know, how it all started and where it's at now and the different flavors and, you know, all the way up to now, from now to February 9th. It's
Pork
Rind Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
You can go to porkrinds.com and apply for 2 tickets to the Super Bowl. But that Super Bowl is in Santa Clara, California, 2026.
2026.
Yeah.
2 tickets to the Super Bowl in 2026. When you are in the role, I always say it doesn't work unless you're truly passionate about it. I know a lot of guys that endorse stuff that you don't believe in.
Yeah.
I remember Rocky.
Right.
I had a lot of my clients.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they roll their eyes at me like, David, I don't care about money.
Yeah.
I know that you're the type of guy that you're not going to be involved with just a product.
Right.
Something that you're passionate about.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, for you, how important is it to be passionate and authentic about your relationship, not just with the team, but with the product?
I think it's very important that the thing that I liked about it is that, you know what? They let me be me.
Yeah.
They let me be me. And this is who I am. If I fit their narrative, fine. If I didn't, move on to the next guy. But this is who I am. This is who my family is. So I'm not representing me. I'm representing my family, too, because that's who we are. This is who we are. And this was great. Like I said, they let me be me. And I really enjoyed that part of it.
And you're also, just like the company, inspiring people to give back.
Absolutely. Give back to the players. The Gridiron Great Assistant Fund has been around for 16 years now, started by Mike Dicker. You know, it deals with helping with medical bills, utility bills, transportation costs. You know, then these are the guys that are very important for the game of football that played in the 50s, the 60s, and they're struggling now, which, hey, look.
You're not getting a $500 million contract.
Right, you're not getting that type of contract. And you're basically trying to survive, really, at that age. Guys, you know, guys in their 80s, 90s, you know, it's pretty much on survival. And they need a little help. And this fund right here has done an outstanding job. I think it's one of the better forms, organizations, when you talk about football, basketball, baseball, and hockey.
It's amazing. It's crunch time. Nobody better to have in crunch time than Thurman Thomas. He's a winner in all aspects, on the field, off the field, in the boardroom now, with some great companies, making everybody feel like a family member. I appreciate your time always. I congratulate you on your future success, because you and I both know being kind is most important, and Thurman Thomas is kind to his future self because he does good deeds. So does porkrinds.com. Thank you so much. This is Dave Meltzer with Thurman Thomas here at the Super Bowl on Radio Row.